This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa, and we are continuing our second quarter podcast. On our previous podcast, we covered religious and charitable organizations, and today we're focusing on exempt educational organizations. I have Stephanie Medock here with me again.
Hey there, everyone. Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Of course. So, in our first podcast, you covered educational organizations and really defined it. So, one more time, what is an educational organization?
There are many definitions or thoughts on what an educational organization is. But for the state tax exemptions that we're going to talk about, the definition is very specific. An educational organization is pretty much what you would think. Generally, it's a school. It's a nonprofit entity that is devoted solely to systematic teaching, has a regular or particular course of study in the commonly accepted arts, sciences, and vocations. It has a faculty, an enrolled student body, and a place where these educational activities regularly occur.
Can you give me an example?
Oh, sure. For example, a nonprofit private elementary school or a nonprofit high school would qualify, but a tutoring center or a daycare center does not qualify for exemption as an educational organization.
All right, I hear you say nonprofit elementary school or a nonprofit high school, but what about public high schools?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Don't worry, public high schools aren't left out. The public schools have a dual extension, at least the Texas public schools do. They're exempt as government entities, and then they're also exempt as educational organizations. The government entity exemption is in the Texas Tax Code, and it's under Texas Tax Code Section 151.309.
Great. So does that mean that both the nonprofit and public schools have to apply for exemption?
Well, Texas public schools are automatically exempt, so they don't need to apply. But the nonprofit schools or educational organizations have to apply. You know, those like the nonprofit private elementary school and also the public schools from outside of Texas must apply if they want to be recognized for tax exemption in Texas. So the only public schools that are automatically exempt are those here in Texas.
All right, now I understand things. What application do educational organizations need to fill out?
All right, for those nonprofit schools or educational organizations and out-of-state public schools, they fill out Form AP-207, Application for Exemption, Educational Organization.
Great. Now, once they apply and are approved for the Texas exemption, what taxes are they exempt from?
Nonprofit educational organizations can be exempted from Texas sales and use tax, the state portion of the Texas hotel occupancy tax, and Texas franchise tax, if applicable.
All right. So sales tax, hotel, and franchise tax. Good to know. What kind of items can a qualified educational organization buy tax-free?
Well, the educational organizations that have to apply for exemption on the form AP-207 can buy items that further its exempt purpose, which would be the educational purpose of the organization.
For its exempt purpose, can you give me an example?
Oh, sure, that's easy. A school, a nonprofit private school, could buy desks for students to sit in, books for its library, equipment to be used in its science lab, all sorts of things that further that educational purpose.
Well, that makes perfect sense. When purchasing those types of items, what do these organizations need to provide to their vendor?
Well, I'm going to sound like I'm repeating myself if everybody's listened to our other podcasts, but the exempt organization would give an exemption certificate. And again, that's our form 01-339. And so the school, the educational organization, will fill that out and give that to the seller to make these tax-free purchases. And remember, form 01-339 is a two-sided form. The front side is the resale certificate. The back side is the exemption certificate. And it's that back side that you want to fill out. And it says on itself, Texas Sales and Use Tax Exemption Certification.
Form 01-339, the backside. Got it. Let's talk about my favorite part of the segment. What can an educational organization sell tax-free?
Okay, again, I think I'm going to sound like I'm repeating myself. Similar to other nonprofit exempt organizations, generally, a qualified educational organization must collect sales tax like any other business when it sells taxable items or services. But there are some exceptions.
You said exceptions. What kind are there?
This is the biggie that everybody wants to talk about. It's the 2 1-day tax-free sales or auctions that certain organizations can have, and educational organizations can have these.
Now, regarding this type of exemption, does the organization need to notify the comptroller's office before having one of their 2-day tax-free sale days?
No, they don't need to tell us ahead of time. They just need to document in their records when their tax-free sale days are going to be. They need to do that ahead of time so that when they have their sale, they can let people know why they're not collecting sales tax. And that is one thing, too, with schools to keep in mind. As we talked about, it's calendar year. So if it's your school, you use up 2 of them in the spring semester of 1 calendar year, then you don't have any left to use in the fall semester of the next school year. So that's why it's important to keep track of when you have these 2 tax-free sale days.
Got it, Steph. What other exceptions are there out there?
Well, here's another one, and it's really a nice one. For our audience, amusement services are taxable. So generally, if you go to a concert or a play, things like that, tickets to those sales are taxable. But educational organizations don't have to collect sales tax if they are the sole provider of an amusement service. For example, this nonprofit organization, educational organization school, their drama department decides to put on a school play and charge for their tickets to the event. Well, they don't have to collect sales tax on those ticket sales. Or if their music department has a band concert, they don't have to collect sales tax on those ticket sales either.
All right, Steph. Now, do the sales of amusement services count toward their 2 1-day tax-free sale days? Does that burn one of those?
Absolutely not. Those are 2 different provisions in the sales tax law. So you can have as many sales of amusement services you want tax-free, and you can still have your 2 1-day tax-free sale days.
Wow, good to know, Steph. Now, kind of going back to your previous statement about that band, let's say that same band that was putting on those concerts or amusement services decides to take a tour around the state. Can they also get the hotel exemption?
Well, the nice thing is a nonprofit educational organization can be exempted from the 6% state hotel tax. Now, that exemption doesn't apply to the local tax, but hey, 6% is pretty good. And the exemption also extends to the employees of the educational organization traveling on official business for the organization.
Now, Steph, I know you've heard this question before. What form does the organization need to provide the hotel to be exempt?
I'm sure some of the people in our audience have already know this if they've listened to earlier podcasts. The form that a nonprofit exempt educational organization would fill out for hotel tax exemption is our Form 12-302. Texas Hotel Occupancy Tax Exemption Certificate. It's the same hotel tax exemption certificate that the religious organizations and the charitable organizations issue. There's another part to this. They have to give the hotel either a copy of the organization's exemption letter or an updated verification letter from the controller's office that shows that this entity qualifies for hotel tax exemption.
And if the organization lost their verification letter, what can they do?
Sure. That, you know, things like this happen all the time. They can go on our website at controller.texas.gov and search for tax exempt entity search. And that will pull up a page to where you can search and try to find your organization. And then if you do, you can print off a verification letter. So for educational organizations that are listed on that exempt file, you can print the letter out and give that to the hotel with your exemption certificate, and they'll keep all of that in their records.
So where can someone find more information for educational organizations?
We have two great publications. Of course, the general publication 96122, Exempt Organizations, Sales and Purchases, covers a lot of helpful information generally for all nonprofit organizations, including the educational organizations. But the best publication for schools is publication 94-183, School Fundraisers and Texas Sales Tax. It gives a lot of helpful information specifically for nonprofit and public schools and their sales.
Thanks, Steph, for giving us those publications. I'm definitely going to check them out. And to our listeners, go to our website, comptroller.texas.gov, for more information. Next week, we'll be having a special guest, Roberta Garcia, Supervisor of Exempt Organizations. She'll be covering the application process and other information regarding her section, so don't miss out. Y'all have a great day.